YKKNUQI, Tobacco Plains First Nation, and TEC have signed a relationship charter to formalize their commitment to collaborate on major environmental restoration and cultural stewardship projects in the East Kootenay region. TEC will be involved with YKKNUQI's land stewardship projects going forward, including its animal collaring program in the Galton Range east of Grasmere, and Wigwam Flats south of Elko. The First Nation was already working on this project with Biodiversity Pathways wildlife scientist Clayton Lamb prior to the signing of the charter. "This is going to help us identify key wildlife habitat areas that may need restoration," said Chief Heidi Gravel. TEC will also lend support to the Grasmere Habitat Assessment to restore and enhance local grasslands, and determine what kind of wildlife and livestock carrying capacity the land has. The Maguire Creek Habitat Enhancement will oversee the removal of the understory of a 50-hectare section of forest and open the tree canopy to allow more grass to grow. Gravel said the hope is that the Maguire Creek project will attract more bighorn sheep, mule deer and elk to the area to graze. "It allows more of the grass to grow and that's what those animals want to eat, so they'll gravitate more to those areas," she explained. TEC wrote in an email that the terms of the agreement are still in early stages, but that the company would be supporting the projects financially. "We believe developing mutually beneficial agreements are a foundation for building strong and positive relationships with Indigenous peoples. We recognize that meaningful relationships with Indigenous peoples, grounded in trust, respect and transparency are fundamental to responsible resource development," TEC stated. Gravel said the agreement will help change the relationship between the mining industry and First Nations. "It's an effort on both sides to be pragmatic and collaborative, and it's more about all living things rather than just our community or just our people. It's an opportunity for the entire mining industry to adapt," she explained. "This is an opportunity for TEC to learn from First Nations directly, as rightful stewards of our lands. It's an opportunity to change the future of mining in our territory," she added.